This is TWiT.
So give us a 30,000-foot view. So we've got these, you're introducing or you've already introduced these three projects. Can you kind of give us sort of the problem each one of them solves?
Yeah, definitely. So maybe a little bit of context as well. Sure. These projects that we've released, these three projects, they're really kind of around the periphery of Apache Cassandra, right? And Instacluster, we're a managed service for Apache Cassandra, so we run it so you don't have to, and you get all the wonderful goodness of doing Cassandra, but without as much of the pain. I would like to say any of the pain, but, you know, hey, it's an OSQL distributed database. There will be pain. And these three projects really aim to make developers' lives a little bit easier depending on what environments they run in, right? So for the two security-based ones, the Kerberos Authenticator and the LDAP Authenticator, what that does is it allows the Apache Cassandra database to actually authenticate users connecting in from external authentication servers. And the two kind of main authentication schemes most people use is LDAP and Kerberos, right? So it makes it a little bit easier for those in enterprise environments to be able to adopt those and to have, you know, permissions and groups and users flow from, you know, their corporate directory into Apache Cassandra. Right. So that's the two security-based ones. That's the Kerberos and the LDAP Authenticator. And the third one is the Cassandra Operator. And what that does is it makes it easier for people to run and manage Apache Cassandra in a Kubernetes environment. Right. So it kind of bakes in a little bit of the operational knowledge, you know, that you kind of need to have to run Cassandra, and it allows you to do it in an effective and safe way on Kubernetes. So that's kind of the 30,000-foot overview.
Cool. And just for the people at home that don't know, can you describe a little bit more about what Apache Cassandra actually is? What problems does that solve?
Yeah, sure. So Apache Cassandra is a distributed NoSQL database that came out of Facebook almost 9 or 10 years ago. It really focuses on availability and partition tolerance, but giving developers the ability to choose kind of what level of consistency they want based on the nature of the, you know, the operation or the query that they're running. It is based on the Dynamo architecture, so it is a masterless architecture. That means any node can serve any query, and it knows how to route it to the right node that has the data relevant to that particular query. And it uses the Bigtable data format under the hood. Typically, where you'll see this being used is where companies have kind of reached the limits of their existing databases, whether that be, you know, Postgres, MySQL, Oracle, and they're looking for something that's a bit more scale out. Alternatively, for companies or use cases that have kind of, you know, a high resiliency and a high durability requirement, Apache Cassandra treats or has a certain amount of awareness of the locations that you're deploying the infrastructure. So it has things like data center awareness, rack level awareness, and it understands those as what I'd call like separate fault domains. So if that one fails, whether it's a rack or a data center, you know, your data is still distributed effectively, and you can still access it based on, you know, how you've configured it, right? So it really solves those two key requirements of high scalability and high availability.
So I wouldn't necessarily use this as, if I only had like, I don't know, 3 or 4 dozen tables and 50,000 rows in my MySQL database, I probably wouldn't want to go into the trouble of wiring up Cassandra, right?
Correct. And in fact, one of the things that you'll find with Apache Cassandra is it makes a number of trade-offs that most developers will be used to when running an SQL database, right? So some of those trade-offs include things like foreign key constraints and, you know, that kind of relational safety. It also gives up things like, you know, joins and, you know, those deep kind of queries that you can do. By giving those up, you get that scalability and that availability, right? So it's a set of trade-offs. And for most people that are kind of, you know, running, I guess, smaller workloads or workloads that don't have those requirements, I would say 100% stick with whatever database you're familiar with, because the pain isn't worth it. But you know, if you've kind of reached the limits of those databases, Apache Cassandra is an awesome solution to look at.